Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace.
The words of the Apostle Peter in 2 Peter 2:20 should cause every Christian to take the warnings against apostasy very seriously. For that indeed is what Peter is talking about in 2 Peter 2:20, when he says, "For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning." He is, of course, describing false teachers, which is the subject of the entire chapter. And he hereby tells us that these false teachers started out embracing Christ and the orthodox Christian message, the true gospel of Christ. And they appeared for a while, therefore, to have been genuinely converted to Christ, to be true born-again believers, members of a Christian church. Their testimony was impeccable at the beginning. Nobody would have suspected that they had never truly been born again, but that turns out to be the case. Their knowledge of Christ was an intellectual knowledge, but their heart had never been changed. They had never been born again. They had never been regenerated by the Spirit of God. But in the strength of the flesh, they were able to play the part of a Christian well enough that nobody suspected them of being anything but a true believer in Jesus Christ, until they fell away. And that's what Peter's describing here, is the falling away, of those who previously made a good profession of faith. And that falling away is what we call apostasy, when people fall away from the gospel, fall away from the Christian faith, fall away from their profession of faith in Christ, fall away from their commitment to biblical orthodoxy. When people fall away from that, they are apostates. And the false teachers that Peter is concerned about were apostates, and many, if not all, of the people who followed them also were apostates. They gained their followers from among Christian churches, from the members of Christian churches. That's where they got their converts. Apostates like themselves, people like themselves who made a profession of faith and appeared to be the real thing, but they were not. They fell away. They were apostate. Ooh, there's a sober warning for all of us, isn't it? And so let's continue this study on Thursday, April 23. Doing so because our radio listeners contribute financially to the cost of this station. Thank you so much. Well, after describing the promising beginning, Peter describes a surprising relapse. "For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome." After this promising beginning that looks like genuine conversion, there is a surprising relapse. Surprising to us, not to God, of course, but a surprising relapse in which they go back after the ways of the world that they came out of. A return to the world. They are again entangled in them. In what? In the pollutions of the world. Again, back to the beginning of the verse. "For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome. Entangled in the pollutions of the world and overcome by the pollutions of the world. Entangled, that's a Greek word out of the world of fishing. Many of Christ's original apostles were fishermen, were they not? And something that gets caught in a fishing net is entangled in that net. But here, the entanglement is not in the net, but it is to the world. And the word world in the Bible has a lot of different definitions, and only the context can tell you which one is in view. But in this case, it's talking about human society as alienated from God. In other words, the world of men, the world of unregenerate men. That's the world that he's talking about here. Having escaped the pollutions of the world, that would not be talking about planet Earth, which would be another way that the word cosmos, world, is used in the Bible, but he's not talking about planet Earth. He's not talking about ecology. He's not talking about pollutions of rivers and oceans and air and so forth. He's talking about moral pollution, sinful pollution, having escaped the pollutions of the world. That is, the defiling sin that is found in human society among unregenerate people. The people in the world, minus the ones who have been truly born again. So, having escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome. Entangled in the fabric of the world's corruptions. That's where they were before they came to Christ. It was coming to Christ that enabled them to escape the pollutions of the world for a time. You see, he's talking about people who are religious. He's talking about people who are Christians, that is, professing Christians. The false teachers were professing Christians, in fact. Most of them still are professing Christians, though it's evident from their lives and their doctrine that they are not true Christians at all. And that now is clear. And what we realize is that they really weren't true Christians when their doctrine was right and when their life was right. For a while, they conformed to the Christian message, both in doctrine and in lifestyle, but they departed from it because their hearts really weren't in it. But yes, the false teachers are professing Christians. Peter had already said that to us in verse 13 when he talked about Balaam, and he said, "We'll receive the wages of unrighteousness as those who count it pleasure to carouse in the daytime. They are spots and blemishes, carousing in their own deceptions while they feast with you." Remember that? While they feast with you. An apparent reference to the love feast of Christian churches, when the saints assemble together to observe a meal, to share a meal together, and to observe the Lord's table. And these false teachers are right there with you. They haven't been willing to relinquish their Christian profession, even though it's clear that they don't qualify to hold on to it, because they have returned to their former lifestyle. They are again entangled in the pollutions of the world, the polluted conduct of the world, the polluted religions of the world. Remember, there are only two religions in the world. Oh, you say there's a lot more than that. Well, basically two. The true religion of the Bible, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and everything else. Because all of the religions of the world fall into the category of a non-grace religion. It is only the gospel of Christ that is a religion of grace. Grace being that we're saved by grace, not by human works, not by human effort, not by anything that we can do or that we have done or that we are that merits salvation with God. Grace in that it must come from God. God is the one who dispenses grace. We don't have any claim on that in ourselves. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it's the only religion that teaches salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. But all the other religions of the world teach salvation by human achievement, human merit. The only difference is what they put forward as their particular requirements. And that makes all the many religions in the world, all the different rituals. You've got to do this ritual. No, you've got to do that one. You've got to do ours. No, you've got to do ours. You've got to live according to this code. No, you've got to live according to our code. So there are hundreds, there are thousands of religions in the world, but basically there are only two. Bible Christianity and everything else. And here are those who embraced Christ and came to Bible Christianity, but they returned to their former lifestyle, their former sinful conduct, and their former embrace of a corruption, of a religion that is not the religion of the Bible. Now, they may not have gone back to the same religion that they came out of, though they've evidently gone back to the same lifestyle that they came out of. They came out of paganism and idolatry and the licentious immorality that goes with that. They left that for a while. They embraced the message of Jesus Christ, and they lived the Christian life for a while as they became members of the Christian church. But after a while, they got entangled again in the pollutions of the world, so their lifestyle reverted back to their former immorality. But as far as their religion, they may not have, in fact, undoubtedly, they did not return to the same form of pagan religion that they came out of, but in a sense they did return, because what they did was return to a polluted, corrupted religion. Again, because there are only two, they left the true one to embrace a false one. And all the false religions of the world have in common the fact that they do not believe in salvation by grace alone. So they returned to a polluted lifestyle, and they returned to a polluted religion. This was a surprising relapse. After they have escaped the pollutions of the world, they are again entangled in them and overcome. They are now enslaved to sin, as they were before, and as they seemed to have escaped from, but the escape was short-lived, and now they return to it again, and as Peter tells us in this text, their latter condition is even worse than their former one. The enslavement now is stronger than ever before. Warning, warning, warning. Until tomorrow, good day. May God give you His eternal peace.